Oral translation exercise for practical Chinese reader lesson 45. Number one. He hasn't decided quite yet whether he'll live in Beijing or Shanghai.他还没决定是住在北京还是住在上海。 2. Yesterday, he mentioned to me the formalities for going to China to study.
昨天，他跟我谈到了去中国留学的手续。
3. This bus is too crowded, so we can't get on. Let's go on foot.
这辆车挤得上不去了。我们走路吧。
4. There is so much bamboo in his garden. It's so beautiful.
Five.
The look of him wearing a pair of sunglasses is just like a giant panda in the zoo.
He戴着墨镜的样子，就像动物园里的大熊猫。
6. He started learning shadow boxing as early as the age of 5.
He started learning shadow boxing as early as the age of five. 7.
When there aren't any classes, he stays in the library to read. 没有课的时候，他就在图书馆里看书。没有课的时候，他就在图书馆里看书。Eight. It took him as long as 3 months to finish reading this book. He 花了3个月的时间才看完这本书。9. It's written very clearly on the plate, train station. "牌子上清清楚楚地写着火车站。" Ten. During the summer holiday, I went to work in the zoo. I had a very good time there. "暑假的时候，我去动物园工作了，过得很愉快。" Eleven. Yesterday morning, he went to school as soon as he finished breakfast. "昨天早上，他吃了饭，就到学校去了。" Twelve. He has only studied Chinese for half a year, but he can already translate Chinese fiction.